Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. We're here talking about the importance of creating your own planner, how to create your own planner, and the process of doing it. Hey, so we're now here live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk, and everything else. If you would like to know how to create your own planner, this is a great thing. I'm going to tell you everything that you will need to know. We're going to go into a class on it, just a kind of a synopsis, the importance, everything that's going to be going on with it. So I have created my own planner. I've created a couple, the I Am Unique Wright, the Simple Stupid Planner. I have the Instagram Planner. I have the I Am Unique Wright Business Planner. And those are my three planners that I have. The Business Planner is the newest one. It is a quarterly planner that will actually teach you how to set up your business. One comes out every quarter. You can buy all four quarters for $100 or $25 each. But that's one thing. It's like when you build a digital product or a digital planner or a planner for print or whatever, it can be a retail item. You could use it for your personal needs, your personal wants, but you can actually create it for what you need it to do and for your tribe to love. So let's get started. Well, this is I Am Unique Wright. We're here in Studio U talking about creating planners. Okay. So first things first, who is your audience? Who do you want to teach this planner? Who do you want this planner to help? Everybody needs to know who your target audience is, so that you know who do you want your planner to help. I'm mumbling today. So who do you want your planner to help? So like for me, my planner helps small business owners or startups who want to start a company, any kind of business they want to start. You could start an online business. You could start a storefront, a brick and mortar, whatever kind of business you want to start. My business planner helps you kind of put all of this together. It has, you know, what your name is, if you create your LLC, how to do all of that, how to build your, know who your target market is, how to set up your Instagram, like what everything that you need, your budget, your financing, where you're getting your money from. This is what my planner has, everything in it, day-to-day goals, day-to-day regimens. And then as a lifestyle planner, because being a business owner is a lifestyle. So understand that being a business owner is a lifestyle. You actually have to learn how to live that lifestyle. Does that make sense for you guys? So when you are building your planners and you're building and you're going, wanting to be an entrepreneur and wanting to grow your own business and everything else, you really have to understand that it's a new, brand new lifestyle. You're going to do things that's different. It's 9:39 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sitting here doing a podcast. It's not a 9-to-5 schedule. I am making sure that people know everything about what's going on, what I'm trying to put together, what I'm trying to put all around. All right. So you have to be in your audience. You have to be your audience. You don't sleep being an entrepreneur. You have to work when the work is supposed to be done. You have to do what you need to do when things need to be done. That is how you being an entrepreneur is. Okay, so it is having a planner, having a plan, having an idea of how you want to taking the proper steps to move forward are the things that you need to do in being a business owner. And you need to be healthy, have a healthy mindset, have a clear mind, be able to work out, eating healthy, eating properly. So all of this is in my business planner. This is why I'm going into it. All of this is in my planner, business planner. Drinking water, regimens, working out, having a fitness regimen. Like people who, everybody who you see now who became millionaires, who became very successful, are pretty healthy beings. They may have started off overweight or they may have started off like this, but at the end of the day, you have to kind of become more present in your lifestyle, because if you eat clearer, your brain works clear, you have more energy, you have more everything so that you can run your business. Because if you don't have a clear head and clear mind, clear body, you can't run your business. But getting back to that, it's all about planning and understand how you have to plan for your lifestyle, for who you are, and how you're going to run. Like, today, it's been one of those hectic days out of life. And you really, like, I'm just going to give y'all a short synopsis of this, what happens today. So today, I have my Airbnbs. We get up. We go clean my Airbnbs. I have my daughter's baby with me. My daughter is helping me clean up my Airbnbs. So I have that going on, right? So one unit shower thing, they broke the shower rod, no paper towels, no trash bags. I run to the store with the baby, get that while my daughter's cleaning up. We're just running around doing so much stuff, trying to get things done so that we can make sure this unit is prepared for the next guest to come in, right? So then after I do that, we come back, I get a phone call on my way back. My door's not working in my house. The doorknob jammed. So I have to call somebody else to come fix my doorknob. And this is at 7 o'clock. Of course, they take 2 hours to get there. It's 8. I got them fixing the door. I have a toddler running around. My daughter went to go pick up her boyfriend. She turns the dishwasher and the wash machine on with all hot water. So my whole plan was put the baby in the tub so the baby can be occupied while I'm doing my podcast. It's quiet. I had it all planned out. Go take a shower for this podcast. Get ready. I'm taking a shower. Water's getting colder. Now I have no problem with hot water in my pot. I'm like, why I don't have no hot water? But you know you don't have no hot water when the dishwasher and the washing machine is on heavy loads with all hot water coming out. So, with all of that being said, I'm out of hot water in the house. That, you know, takes an hour for hot water to be produced into the house. And now I'm trying to boil water to get this baby in the tub so she can stay in there while I'm doing this podcast. Needless to say, this all went blah. And it did not work the way I wanted it to work. So we took her on a wagon ride. Got a friend take her on a wagon ride. And he is out there taking her on a wagon ride right now so we can have some peace and quiet to do this podcast. So about planning. Planning is here. Planning changes. Planning happens. Things happen in the process of planning. So it's just all about making sure when you are planning, there's always going to be something else that jumps out. So when you're building your planner, when you're doing your planner, you're thinking of things that's going to change. You're thinking of things that's going to come out of it. You're thinking of all different types of things that you have to deal with, right? So that is just part of being a business owner and creating that lifestyle. Nothing works as you plan, but you have to plan the work so at least you know what to push forward for. Because the goal is to have this podcast, right? To do this podcast tonight, sometime tonight. So I'm here now doing this podcast, and this is what I plan for because I have an audience, and I'm dedicated to making sure that they have everything that they need and that they want in their talking to me and building with me. So, with all that being said, when you are building your planner for your customer, whoever your customer is, your restaurant owner, if you're planning for restaurants, your small business owner, your stylist, your beauty person, just a motivational, if you're a life coach, all of these things you need to have a planner for, or that person, whoever your audience is, you're building this planner for. So with all of that being said, the first thing is, when you're building your planner, beginning, know who your target audience is, then know what they need help with. So my people need help with planning. You're building a business, you don't know where to do, you don't know where to start. So I give you a step-by-step guide on how to start building your business, okay? So you need to get your, figure out what your name is, get a logo, figure out what your LLC or corporation name is going to be. Once you figure out your corporation name, you get your corporation, you get your LLC done, you get your tax ID, you go get a bank account, you then build your website to target the audience that you need to target. Once your website is built, then you go in and you start creating your products and building your products and finding out who your audience is. So making sure you know who that is. Then you figure out what their needs, their wants, and what their likes are, what their dislikes are, and how you want to address them. So then you have to do your research on what their needs and their wants are. So like I said, being a business owner is a lifestyle. We don't need we don't need our planner workout book. We don't need our food log. We don't need our weight chart. Then we got to figure out what business we're going to plan out. How we're going to plan it, what do we need to plan it, what are our goals for our business, what are our goals for our life, what are our goals for everything. These are all of the things that you have to think about when you are planning your business, because everything collides. If you're a business owner, everything meshes together. Your family, your business, you need to make sure that you're equally balanced in all of that, okay? So you want to make sure that you are planning for everything possible. You got to be healthy. You got to be focused. You got to have energy. You got to have everything that you want and need to become that business owner out there, to become successful. So that's all in the planner. So like, say you're a nutritionist, okay? Say you like to keep people healthy. You might want to create your planner where it has the food charts in there, what food groups are good for, what food is good for the energy, what food is good for putting you to sleep at night, what good food is good for this, what food is good for that. So when you're building your planner, you need to know like those little things that will help somebody. Why? Like some simple facts. Like in the front of my planners, I have like some facts and some motivational stuff to keep people going so that they know what to do, how to do it, and where to do it, when to do it. Because sometimes people just want instructions on how to live, how to be. And you have to give them when you're creating a planner for them. They just want a timeline on gratitude, on happiness, on what should I be thinking about right now. You need to be thinking about your next goals. You need to be focusing on what's going on in your life. You need to be focusing on what your next plan, your next goal, your next everything is, right? So then you have your goal of losing 10 pounds. Right now you have your goal of making $10,000 this month. You have your goal of selling 25 of your first products and how you're going to get to that. Whatever that goal is, you have these goals that are set. So you need to have the place where you write them down, a safe place for you to write your goals down, right? So now we wrote our goals down and we're talking about what our goals are and how we're creating our goals. So then we need to know what our next plan of action is to produce these goals. So we have our product. We need to sell 25 candles, right? 25 candles. How am I going to sell 25 candles? What are my objectives? What are the things I'm going to do to sell these candles? So these are the things that are in the planner. So you write down this plan. So we're going to post these candles on Instagram two or three times a day. We're going to do a live talking about the planner. Talking about the candle. We're going to do a live talking about it. The candle. We're going to do some Instagram ads. We're going to do some Google ads. We're going to do some Facebook ads. We're going to do a photo shoot. What's going to be in this photo shoot? How we're going to plan this photo shoot? We're going to create a video commercial. We're going to do a voiceover and add some commercials to that. So all of those things are done, and now we have to figure out how we're planning all of this stuff out and what our goals are for this month and what we are going to do to make sure all of this done. So then you have, okay, so who's my contact for my photographer? Am I buying my own camera? Where am I getting lighting? Where are we going to shoot these pictures? So these are things that you have to plan, and this is why having a planner or creating your own planner for whoever you are working out with or dealing with is super important. So say you're a food truck owner, okay? You're a food truck owner, and you want to teach other people how to start their own food truck, right? So you get a food truck, and you say, well, this is what you need. You need to figure out where you're getting your truck at, what equipment you need in the truck at, because if you're making cookies, you don't need a fryer. You may not need a fryer. You may just need more refrigeration or an oven. Or if you're doing ice cream and you may not need a sandwich maker table. So these are different things that you're going to need while you're building your business, while you're building your food truck out. So each food truck has to have things in it that you'll need, right, for the type of business. If you're doing barbecue, you need a food truck with a big behind grill on it. But if you're doing hot dogs, we don't need a grill, right? So those are the things that you need to know how to tell your people. So this then, okay, you go to the store. How much of this do you need to buy? What do I need to buy? What do I need to have in stock? What are things that I can always keep in stock that I don't have to purchase all of the time? So those are the things that you have to kind of put in play so that when you are teaching people how to create that planner, this is what they're going. So then, say you're a food truck. Now, you're worrying about marketing, where you're going to go. So you need a place in your planner, in that planner, that's going to talk about, locations this week. So on Monday, I'm going to be at 10th of Piedmont. On Tuesday, I'm going to be in Douglasville. On Wednesday, I'm going to be there. On Friday, we're hosting a private party. And these are things that we put down in our social media so that we can figure out what we are going to do on our in our food truck planner. So if you're creating a planner for people who want to create a food truck, these are things that you need to teach them day by day and one by one. So you have to make sure you maintain everything that you're doing and everything that's going on to focus on that food truck person, okay, and what their needs are and what they're going to want to look at. Say you're a boutique owner. You want to teach people how to start a boutique, right? So now, what is their product? Who is their target market? What are they selling? Are they selling lingerie? Are they selling t-shirts? Are they selling formal wear? Are they selling men's clothes? Are they selling accessories? So these are things that they want to. So if you want to target those kind of people and snap it all the way down, then you need to talk about them creating what they're going to need. Like, okay, so it's an online boutique. They need a website. They need to know what they're going to be putting on their website. They need to know, are we using Shopify? We're building our own website. We're doing this. We're doing that. So those are little things that you need to add into your planner to help them find little tips, little clues, little things that they need to focus on. If you're having a boutique, the biggest thing about owning a boutique is like, okay, what is your sales? So you have sales where people want to buy clothes. If you have nice formal dresses, Easter is a great day to start a sale from. If you got Christmas, if you got holiday stuff, whatever you have, Valentine's Day, if you're doing lingerie, those are big things that you need to like put into your planner and put into what you're doing so that you can kind of figure out what that person needs for their planner. So that is like the first part of creating your own planner for whoever your target market is. You need to let them understand, let them know who they're marketing to, what those things that they're going to need, for their planner, to put in their planner, what things are going to attract them. If you're saying a mom, if you're a mom, okay, and you're creating a planner, you have a mother's blog, and you're creating a planner for those people, for mothers, right? What do mothers need? Okay, so food, great snacks, childcare, planning for their day, little educational things that they can do. How can mom balance their workout, their life, their schooling? We got homeschooling now. How do we balance all of those? And how do we talk about that? So these are things that will help a mother work through what they are going through in their whole life. So you have to understand who your target person is. And I'm saying this over and over and over again for a reason, because I wanted to get stuck into your head. Know your audience so that you know who to talk to and who to target, okay? You know what their needs, their wants are. You know what they're going to like, what they don't like. Those are the things that you're going to have to put in this planner that you're creating for it. Then, once you have finished all of that, we're going to lay it out. I use like an InDesign file. Some people can use Canva. You can pay people to lay it out for you. But in the beginning, I call it the mock-up. As a graphic designer, I started off as a graphic designer, right? Been doing graphic design for the last 20-something years of my life. Well, the first thing that they taught us in school is we create a mock-up of what we're going to do. If it's an ad, if it's a drawing or whatever, we create a mock-up. So when you're creating your mock-up for your planner, you need to, one, first, we need to know what size planner we're going to have. So if you have a planner, and is it going to be an 8x11, which is a regular sheet of paper? Is it going to be an 8.5x5.5, which is a piece of paper folded in half? Is it going to be a 6x9? What size is this planner going to be for your people, right? How big do you want it? How small do you want it? How convenient do you want it? Know your customer. Because one, if I try to sell an 8.5x11 planner to a man, it's probably less likely to sell to them unless they're really in the office sitting down somewhere. But or they just like big writing. Then if most women will buy a bigger planner. Most guys like stuff that they can stuff in their pocket, stuff in, you know, they don't carry purses and bags and a whole bunch of stuff. So if they don't do that, then they don't want something huge to have to sit down and take and write with. So knowing that audience who you're dealing with, it's half a size planner, the 8.5x5.5 might be a better size planner instead of the 8.5x11. You know what I mean? Just to give you some options. Then, with all that being said, if you're creating that planner, you need, once you figure out the size, you get a whole bunch of pieces of paper and you put them together. And I usually start with 30 sheets of paper because there's 30 days in a month, 30 to 31 days in a month. So I need to know how I want my days to look. So what do you want them? Do they need to have times, daily activity times? Do they need to just have blocks on what they want? What do they need to understand how to create what you're trying to help them create and focus on and get their mindset put in place? So once you have the size, and then you create your mock-up. You got to lay out your cover, what's the name of your planner. Next sheet is like your copyright page. Then we go into the meat of the planner. So what is your, I always say that there is a introduction for the person who wants this planner. The introduction is about a paragraph, a page long, just talking about who my customer is. Why does this person need to purchase this planner? Why this person needs to have it? What is the benefits of this planner? And why is it so awesome? Like, that's what that first page is about. Why is this planner so awesome? So you write out that page worth of stuff of why it's so awesome, where they can find it, you know. And then this can be your sales sheet and your sales formula as well. So if you need to write something on your Instagram post, you can copy your introduction so they can kind of get an idea of what they're doing and how they're planning. Then, after you do the introduction, you go into the meet. Here's questions that you need to know. Here's things that you're going to need to think about and focus on. Here is some motivation. Here is some regimen. Here are some ideas. Here is some stuff that you are going to want to know about whatever your subject topic is, okay? So these are those things that you're going to want to know, want to say, want to talk about while you're into this subject topic. So that is something that you will put into that part of the planner, okay? Then the next side of it, the next part of the planner is you're actually getting into the planning side. You know, your date sheets. Are you going to have 30 days every day that they have a sheet for the day? Do you need a goal sheet? Do you need a habit forming sheet? Do you need what they would need on a daily basis? A log, guides, blank sheets. What do they need to talk about? What do they need to think about? What do they need to be focused on? These are those daily things that they want to be reminded. What do you, if you're doing a life coach and you're doing gratification, what are you thankful for? What are you thinking about? Those are things that you need to put on in your planner for your audience to understand and to see and to grow and to know what you're doing. So make your planner have the things that your audience needs. As a mom, say a new mom. Okay, now we're going to say we got a newborn, right? I have to feed my baby every 2 hours. So now I'm monitoring what we have to feed the baby every 2 hours, what we fed it, what it ate, and how it's going to grow from that point on. Are we introducing on when we get to 1 year old or seven months old? I haven't had a baby in a long time. 7 months old, and you're introducing food to them. What do we introduce it? Did the baby have a reaction? These are things that the first year mommy planner could actually be involved in. Like, those are the things that you can put into this planner. So those are all the little things that you can add into your planner so that it can make your clients and everybody successful and happy with what they're doing, what they're knowing, where they're going. If you have a hair product, how often you need to use the hair product. Well, maybe in your planner, say you have a hairline and you want to teach people how to have a hairline. This is how you plan your hairline planner. You put, here's your formula for this product, and have formula sheets. Like, there's so many different things that you can put in your own planners to make them so successful and different and unique to create this awesome for your audience. So that's kind of what I talk about in my class, and when you're talking about creating a planner. Once you get the meat of your planner and the thing, then we're going to go into publishing and pricing. So I am a Amazon person. I love to just put it on Amazon. Amazon gives you a platform. It helps you get the link. If you don't know how to push your planner, it's a great direct link. You put it in your Amazon, on the Amazon page. Once it goes live, you just start shooting people that link. Just shoot people that link. You don't have to worry about printing. You don't have to worry about packaging. You don't have to worry about nothing. The cost is cheap for your planner. Great, right? So now, after you do that, you can always, after you do that, if you say you want a hardback planner, are those planners with the spirals, because Amazon only does paperback. So if you want something that's a little bit more fancy, now we need to source out. We need to find our sourcing for getting our planners printed. There's a bunch of companies out there to print your planners. These are things that's all in this course. Like, who do you want to print your planners? There's on-demand printing. You can do bulk planning. Printing, so many different ways and variants to get your planner printed. Hardcover, color, do you want it to be colored? Do you want it to be black and white? All of this has to do with how you want to push out your planner and who your planner is targeting. The part about that is, the important part about that is understanding the cost of getting it produced. Because the cost of getting your planner produced is the cost that you have to now figure out how to sell it for. So if it costs you $25 to produce one planner and you have to buy 1,000 of them, $25,000, you need to make sure, one, you have the sales coming in and you have that audience. And then, two, you now have to sell a $45 to $50 planner so that you can have a nice profit ratio on your planner. So your planner now is at $50, sitting at $50 for a 200, 300-page planner. Is your client going to purchase your planner for that? If you, do you know the what options? Who is your client? Are will they buy that from you? If not, is your planner have the value, have that necessity that they need to purchase it for that price? So making sure that your planner has the meat and the veggies that it needs for that price. So if you're not sure, you're building your audience, you might want to start off with a less expensive planner, right? So you might want to go with the paperback, do it on Amazon. You'll pay $5 or $6 each planner. You can sell them for $15 to $25. People are more likely to drop $24 to $55 versus $50 for a planner if you do not have that audience. So it's all about, again, everything goes back to who your audience is, who you're talking to, who you are planning to deal with, and everything else. So making sure you know everything you need to know about who you're dealing with, what price point, what they got going on, how they value what you have. So your planner has to have value too. So while you're making your meat of your planner, you need to make sure that you can sell that value. This is what this planner is going to do for you. It motivates you. It inspires you. It keeps you on task. It keeps you focused. It keeps you educated. It keeps you energized. It keeps you relaxed. It keeps you all of that in whatever. Or everything that you may or may not need, it keeps all of that in there for you. So making sure you know exactly what you want your planner to do for your audience is the things that you have to think about, things you have to focus upon, and everything else. So those are, when you're building your own plan, those are the things that you have to really consider. So with that being said, once you have that, you have your meat, you have your value, now we know where to price it, now we know how to market it, we create a ClickFunnels page, so you tell them about your planner, you talk about what the value is for your planner, a direct, make sure that there is a direct link to purchase that planner on there. They click, they buy, they do whatever. Now, when we're going into the marketing side of it, the other way you can do it is, hey, here's a couple free planners. Like, if anybody on here tonight would like a free sample of my planner, shoot me a DM. I'll give you a free, the free first month of the planner so you can see the value of my planner. So this is how you get people to purchase it. Say, hey, I'm giving you the free first 30 days or a free week or a free whatever in your planner. So here's your free planner. Hey, if you would like the full version, if you like a printed version of this, it is $25, it's $95, it's $50, it's whatever price point you see adequate to put it at. But now you've given them a taste. You've given them a spoonful of ice cream. It's like giving a kid candy and you give them a little piece of a lick of your popsicle and it's like, do you want the whole popsicle or do you just want the lick of popsicle? Nobody just wants the lick. You know what I mean? They want the whole popsicle. So I'll give you a piece of it. You got to think about it. The piece doesn't cost you anything because you've already created it. It's a digital part of it. It doesn't cost you anything. So all you have to do is actually take that piece and give them a month. Break your planner up. Give them a month. Give them a taste of it. Let them print it out on their own. They're using their own paper. They're using their own ink. Everything else. So let them print it out. Let them play with it for a little while. Let them see what they're going to like about it. Let them see if it helps you. Give them the good stuff of it. And then you, then they're like, oh, I want more. I want more. I want more. So now you're baiting these people in to get buy more. So this is how you market it. Sometimes you have to give to get. Give willingly to get. Then they'll be wanting to buy. Now, see, So that is a way you help market your planner. Say, hey, here's a free planner. Here's your first month for free. Try it out. Let me know how you feel about it. Then if you like it, pay $25.95 for it, and you have a full planner, be shipped within the time frame, blah, 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 hoopty hoop, and now you have a new customer. Then, as I am doing, you can talk about creating your planner or going into the importance of it, the importance of having this planner, how to use the planner properly. Then, once you sold your planner or tell them about the planner or give them that free planner, now you introduce them to a class on how to use this business planner, how to use this stupid simple planner, how to use the Instagram planner. You teach them that. You teach them how to use it so that people know how to use it, because knowledge is power. And if you give them a planner and they really don't know what to do with it and don't know how to use it, they're going to be like, what do I do with this? Why do I want to write all of this stuff down? The thing is that when you're writing stuff down and you're focusing on it, you actually start putting it in your subconscious, in your mind, in your thought process, in your thinking. So you now actually have a way of getting it out. And you're seeing it written down and you're seeing it being focused on. So those are things that why you have the planner, why you should write in your planner, why you should set your goals in your planner, why those ideas are so important for you. So this is kind of like the roundup of everything that you need to create your planner. If you would like to take a class, my master class on how to create your planner, please go into my on my website, iamuniquewrite.com, and click on creating a planner, buying a planner, how to create your own planner, what you need to create your planner. This class has everything you'll need from start to finish. I can give you manufacturers on. If you don't want to use Amazon, I give you companies that will print your planners on demand, different layouts if you want to buy them, how to package your planner, what you should put in your planner, how to lay out your planner, how to make your planner functional, make it logical for the people who are using it, how to pick your sizes, margins, all of that. Everything is in that planner, class, the master class. So if you would like to learn how to create a planner, you know, go onto my website, click the link in my bio, click the link underneath this post, and just sign up for the class, and let's get started. Now, if you would like one of my business planners, again, go to my website, purchase a planner. If you want a free sheet, DM me tonight, free business planner. If you DM me tonight, free business planner, within 24 hours, I will email you your first week of this or your first month of this business planner so you can get started, so you can understand how to start your business, how to grow your business, and how to develop anything and everything that you want and you desire into your life. So those are the things that I have for you tonight. Now, if anybody has any questions, feel free to DM me. We have a few minutes left. You can give me a phone call. You can give me a call and say, hey, what about this? What about that? And I'll answer the questions. If you're on my Instagram and you're on my live, you want to shoot a question in the feed, I will read it back to you and we'll get to that. But just let me know what you need. How can I help you create what you need to create to be successful? How we can motivate you to do what you need to do to become that person that you've always dreamed to be. So at the end of the day, or have an awesome planner, or create your own planner company. I even have places where you can purchase stickers for your planners if you want it. Outsource multiple of you. If you're willing to buy 1,000 of them or 500 of them at a time, custom built planners, we can create all of that. All of that is in this master class that I am hosting. So make sure you sign up for the class. It's very easy. I promise by the end of the class, at the end of this planning class, whatever kind of planner you want to create, you will have it done. We will make sure you're going to have it done. Now, everybody's like, so how much is this class? The class is cheap as all get out because it's a 5-week class. Each week we're going to drop it. It's only $99. $99, you can create a planner that can make you six figures within 6 months if you choose to. If you can sell 25 of them, if you can sell 75 of them a day, that's all you got to do is sell 75 a day and you'll have $1 million in this year. So those are the things that you can do. You can focus on creating your audience, building it, and then I'm going to teach you how to market it and make sure that your planner is successful, functional, logical, looks good. Because I have bought lots and lots and lots of planners, okay? I have bought lots of planners. And some of them are trash. Some of them are great. Some of them are overwhelming. Some of them have too much, too less. So I have created my own planner for myself so that it can be awesome. It does everything that I need it to do. Because as an entrepreneur, it's, like I said, it's a lifestyle. Being an entrepreneur is a lifestyle. So you need to know what your day-to-day is going to have for you. You need to know what your focus is on your day-to-day. That's part one. Then on part two, you need to really think about how to create your life, how to live your life, how to keep a balance, your family time, how to make sure you exercise so you're staying healthy. What are you eating? Are you drinking your water? What are your regimens? Like, all of that has to do with being a successful business owner. Actually, it's a successful person, but when you're a business owner, you have to focus so much more on everything that you need and everything that you want and everything, every place that you're going. So, again, click the link in my bio. Click the link. DM me. I see you. We'll get you your planner. Make sure you DM me and send me your email. So DM me, send me your email so we can have it directly emailed to you, and you can get that planner out there if you would like that free copy so you can kind of see how to create it. Then we'll go through the full class, $99, that's it, $100. Y'all all getting this $600 stimulus out here, give $100 and make something that you can flip your money with $100 because realistically, you're investing $100 in creating this planner, right? We're going to lay it out. We're going to make sure you have everything that you need to upload it to Amazon. And then you can start selling it for whatever price. And it does not cost you nothing to produce unless you choose to pay for your own copies. You don't have to ship it. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is create it and put it out there. So this $99 is an investment in your education, an investment into you for $100. Y'all probably spend $100 on BS throughout the week. Think if you go to the bar, $25 to $50 every day, that's $100. Stop going to the bar this month like I am, 30 days, no drinking, no alcohol, 30 days, and you will have $100. Because I spend $25 a night probably in alcohol, so hey, I don't have to spend that no more. And if y'all did that and gave just me $100 of it, then I could teach y'all how to make $500, $600, $700 so we can flip this money. So y'all can make money. Y'all can be successful. Y'all can be great. We can start 2021 out with a bang, out with a motivation. And in 90 days, y'all can double your money if you put the focus and you put the time and the energy in and knowing what you want and knowing what you're doing. It is possible. It can be done. It's not hard. It doesn't have to be something extravagant. You just have to put it out there, tell your friends about it, tell your family about it, tell your tribe about it, and keep it moving. So again, if you would like to get your free planner, make sure you DM me your email, and I'll send one to you. If you would like to sign up for my class, please go to iamuniqueright.com. Click the link in the bio if you're on Instagram. After this Facebook log, you see it. If you're on YouTube, you can see it in there. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can see it underneath there. So just click the link, click Business Planner Class, and let's get started. You can start within 24 hours and be ready to go. So if anybody has any questions, concerns, wants, needs, or anything else about it, DM me, ask me any questions. I'll be here to answer them. And let me know what you want, what you need, so we can get started. Let's make 2021 a crazy awesome year. Let's make it successful. Let's make this money. There's so much money out there that we can get. People haven't spent that much money this year because they've been sitting at home, because they've been quarantining. People have been creative. People need something to do. You have an idea. You can be creative. You have groups of people that you know that you want to help be successful. Find your tribe and let's make them great. All right. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY coach, signing off today on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. We're all live. We're doing this. So DM me in the next 24 hours. Everybody who DMs me your email and say free planner, you'll get your free planner, and we will go from there. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.